Welcome to AM 1230 WFAS. I'm Roy G. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. What's up, Bruce?
Not my voice, but you just have to bear with me. I've got to be very careful with my voice today. Got a little bit of a bug. It's called hoarseness. But anyway, let's get rolling. A couple of things I want to talk about. If you want to follow us on our website, go to brucehallsports.com. Also, click on the Facebook button.
Yeah, we're on Facebook now.
Yeah, we're on Facebook.
We're official.
Yeah, you know, I'm old school, so I don't even understand all this wild stuff.
Well, nothing's official until it's on Facebook.
Well, last week, evidently, there was a slight problem with the feed from the streaming from the station over Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
And we realized we had a lot of fans because my phones wouldn't stop ringing with people going, "Hey, what the heck happened to your show?"
Yeah.
The good news is we saved the show.
We
saved the show because our bump producer, Matt Lynch, he saved it, put it on my website, so everybody got to hear it anyway.
You can find all of our podcasts from all of our previous shows on BruceHallSports.com.
Yeah, and that's true. And you can also go to SportsManCave.com.
That's right.
If you're just totally confused and want a break from, you know, your hectic lives.
That's right. If you're bored at work, read our blogs.
Hey, listen, we're in week 13, and 13 is normally a kind of a suspicious. It's a superstitiously kind of a bad number, supposedly, and I sure hope it isn't bad to me, because if you go to NH Bowl, National Handicappers Bowl, .com, you'll see that I'm still in first place in units ahead. I'm in first place. I'm hitting around 58%. Of my picks, which means I'm losing 42. Not a bad one-loss percentage.
No, that's not bad at all.
That would get me 50 years of coaching in the NFL, for sure. But
Norv's getting coaching jobs, so, you know.
Well, I'm going to get...
Apparently, records don't really mean much.
I think they could have hired anybody for the past few years, and they'd have done as well as Norv did.
I'm not doing as well as you. I still have a winning record, though.
No, you're doing fine.
I'm 19-16. And 40-37 overall.
You know what?
So
if Roy likes it and I like it and you like it, as far as I'm concerned,
that's a pretty good reason to
look at a game. We did have a Thursday night game, and I feel real good about the Thursday night game because I told everybody, leave Philly alone. I loved Philly. I really did for like 3 weeks until I saw, you know, they're imploding. Their season is over. You know, there's just so much bad karma around that team right now. They're going to get a great draft pick this year. Yeah. You know, maybe they can draft another quarterback.
I think it's hilarious to see Philadelphia fans talk about the situation. I have a bunch of Eagles fans, unfortunately.
Everybody does.
And
great sports fans.
They are just dogging their team now.
They're just violent people.
It is hilarious to listen to these guys talk about their team. I think it's hilarious. So,
well, you know what? Boston, you know, people from Boston and people from Philadelphia are harder on their teams than other people are.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
They're pretty ruthless fans.
I mean, let me tell you,
New York fans are pretty bad too.
No, they're not.
Not bad, but like they are. They'll get at you.
When you go to Yankee Stadium, you get treated
well.
When you go to East Rutherford, you get treated well if you're on another team. As long as you're not a Philly fan, you're going to get treated well in New York.
No, I didn't mean it as they don't treat the opposing fans well or anything like that. I'm saying if you mess up in New York.
Oh, you're talking about media wise.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking about fans in general.
It's an entitlement thing.
I mean, people,
and you know what?
You're in a short leash in New York.
When you got 20 million people within an hour and a half of your city, you're entitled to a pretty good team, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Now, listen, I said a lot of nice things about Tommy Coughlin and about the Giants this year, and I still like the Giants. The Jets, they're done. They may get beat today in Washington. We'll break down that game later on.
I'm still agreeing. I'm still rocking the green.
But I got to tell you, man, the Giants, I didn't see that coming last week. That killed me. If I had hit the Giants.
I had the Giants.
Now, I did have the over for 5 stars. And geez, I mean, New Orleans almost hit the over by themselves. And how worthless was that New York Giant record for consecutive completions by Eli Manning.
It was
he completed 20 passes in a row when they were down by 30 points.
Do you remember when Mark Brunell did that with the Redskins? He completed like 21 passes or something.
You know, I tried to forget everything Mark Brunell ever did when he was with the Redskins, because I think he had one good season. He had one good game. It was in Dallas when he threw two bombs
to
Santana Moss, and they won.
Yeah.
They were down 13-0, scored two touchdowns with 5 minutes left in the game and beat Dallas.
And that is the lone highlight of the last 21 years as a Redskins fan.
You know what? That's the one that everybody looks to.
It's all I got.
So anyway, let's get started. The first game to me looks like, who is it, Roy? Buffalo, Tennessee?
Yes, sir. We got Buffalo Bills -1.5 over the Tennessee Titans. The over-under here is 43.5.
I just got to do this. You know what? I loved Buffalo for the longest time this year, and I still like them. They're kind of like that best friend of yours that you pick him on your team just because he's your friend. That's how I feel about the Bills, because their season's over. You know, they were very thin. They had a lot of talent, you know, but with Fred Jackson out for the season, with Ryan Fitzpatrick running for his life most of the time, with Stevie Johnson pulling the crap he pulled last week.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what's up with that guy?
That was, in case you guys don't know what we're talking about.
My mother used to say there's no class like low class. Tell the fans what happened.
Yeah, in case you guys are wondering what we're talking about here, Stevie Johnson, after he scores a touchdown, does his fly-around touchdown dance, which Plexico does, and then he pretends to shoot himself in the leg, which Plexico Burress went to jail for shooting himself in the leg. And they were playing the Jets.
It was actually a pretty good move. It looked good, but you don't do it in your end zone.
It was funny, but it cost that team.
It's kind of funny, yeah.
It cost that team big time.
Cost him the game.
Yeah, and then...
then he dropped two passes.
Exactly. He dropped two passes after you shut... I mean, if you're going to...
Hey, put up or shut up.
If you're going to pull a stunt like that, you better ball hard. And he sat down after that.
You know, I tell you what, and it's not like they're playing nobody. They're playing the Tennessee Titans, Roy. And the Tennessee Titans got it going on. CJ is finally
in
shape.
We were saying it all season. When is CJ going to come back?
He's back.
When is he going to show up? And I say 190 yards on the ground last week. I think that's.
And he caught what, seven passes for 100 yards.
Yeah, he balled out.
Look, he's an East Carolina Pirate. I'm not a big fan of his because I follow him on Twitter, and you know he's a strange dude. Got a lot of gold in his mouth, but you know what? He gives East Carolina Pirates some press, and he might be worth all that money they gave him. Matt Hasselbeck is a little banged up still from a couple of weeks ago, but he's going to get the start today against Buffalo.
He's a vet. He knows what he's doing.
He's a stud is what he is. His QB rating's around 90. He's fine. You know, this game could go either way. I'm leaving it alone. George Wilson, who is he's a great safety for the Buffalo Bills. He's out. Ryan Lindell may be out. He's maybe a game-time decision. They do have another kicker on their roster. I'm going to pass on this game, Roy. I got to leave it alone. I just can't really see anything happening positive here for either team. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Chicago Bears -7 over the Kansas City Chiefs. The over-under here is 37.
You know, I was talking earlier, and once again, I want to apologize for my voice. I sound like... a chain smoker, and I don't even smoke.
Well, you're sitting next to the Golden Voice, so.
Yes, that's true.
That does make things a little
worse. But I got to tell you, Caleb Haney, he'll be in his second week working with Mike Martz as a starter. Cutler's out for the season, as everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not technically out for the season, but he probably is. If they make the playoffs, he might be able to come back.
Yeah,
there was a lot of talk about that.
Yeah, but if Haney, that's the guy he's in right now, right? Haney?
Yeah, Caleb Haney.
He
Mr. Haney from...
If he shows up, do you really want to put Cutler back in after having a screwed up...
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something about Caleb Haney. Caleb Haney has got a great arm. And Haney is mobile. And Caleb Haney has got good feet. I like Caleb Haney. Started out kind of slow last week, but in the second half he came on strong.
No, he looked good.
Yeah, they lost the ball game, but I got to tell you, it's going to be a different story this week. The Kansas City Chiefs, their season is over.
Yeah.
You know, they've got Kyle Orton supposedly ready to come in if he needs to this game.
Well,
it's a short leaf, short leash for Tyler Palko, who you and I both agree is horrible.
Not just because he went to Pitt.
Tell him who he beat out.
He beat out Joe Flacco for the starting job at Pittsburgh University.
How the hell did that happen?
And then Flacco went to Delaware, and the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history. That goes. That might have been when Dave Wannstedt was there.
Now,
and I bet it was when Dave Wannstedt was there.
It was.
Because Dave Wannstedt was a defensive guy. As everybody knows.
And Palko...
He was Jimmy Johnson's defensive coordinator in Dallas.
Palko
and won all the Super Bowls.
Grew up a quarterback. That's what the guy is. He is...
He just stopped growing when he was in the eighth grade.
And he has a baby arm. He throws basically sidearm. I don't think they can find a pair of shoulder pads to fit him so he could throw.
Well, they've lost four games in a row. That's not a small number.
No.
And their cumulative number of points they've given up is 95-25 in the last four games. Don't look for that to change here. I love Chicago here. There was talk of getting McNabb this week. It was more the media
Chicago,
talking about being a third or a number two in Chicago. Bringing
they talked
him
about
in.
Him in Houston, too.
Yeah, and I don't see nobody picked him
he
up.
He cleared waivers, yeah.
Hey, a future Hall of Famer possibly losing his Hall of Fame status. Honestly, you know, Brett Favre will probably get a job in the NFL before Donovan McNabb will. And that's sad to think about.
Brett Favre?
That's how bad Donovan's been.
He's looked pretty bad.
And you know what? If you look at his stats in Minnesota this year, they're respectable. They're like 82. He threw like, what, 6 touchdowns, 3 picks?
Well, his stats in Washington were respectable as well. I mean,
he couldn't throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, he was on track to actually break the Washington Redskins'
season
passing record.
Right.
But... I mean, he didn't win, and he didn't win in Minnesota, and now he's at home, listening to us probably.
Well, listen, I'm taking Chicago here, Roy.
I'm glad you finally hopped on the Chicago.
Look, that's 2 weeks in a row. You know what I'm saying.
And I've been saying this all season.
I got
and you
beat.
Gave
they
me crap
beat,
for it.
They beat me last week, though. They cost me.
Yeah.
They cost me, Roy.
Yeah.
But you know, it was still a solid pick.
Yeah. No.
It was still a solid pick. I'm taking them. I figured 2 weeks with Mike Martz. Now, Martz has – now there's a couple things happening in Chicago right now. Their other running back, Matt Forte is slowing down finally. He looks like a guy that's touched the ball a couple hundred times already. He's tired.
Well, you know who their other running back is.
Yeah, a guy from Dallas.
That's right.
And they're bringing him in.
The Barbarian.
Yeah, the third, you know, who's – I guess his father and his grandfather were phenomenal – football players. But I got to tell you, I'm taking Chicago -7 here. I feel like that's a strong, strong 5-unit play. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Baltimore Ravens -7 over the Cleveland Browns. The over-under here is 38.
Hey, listen, you need to go to my website, brucehallsports.com. Click on my blog if you want to follow me. Also, we have a Facebook button you can press on there. Let us know you're listening. Give me some comments. We'll get back to you. We're looking for a couple of thousand followers this week, which we think we can get in the area that we're on the air now. Last week, I want to apologize if you didn't hear the streaming. It was a problem, but it's no big deal now. It's been worked out. This next game, Baltimore Cleveland, is a grudge match. Because, as you know, Art Modell took the Cleveland Browns and moved them to Baltimore a few years ago, where they proceeded to win a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, with and basically the Cleveland Brown team.
With the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. Now, the Cleveland fans, because I listen to a show in Cleveland every morning for at least a half hour just to see kind of the mood of the people, they hate what's going on in Cleveland. But they did win their fourth game last week, although they shouldn't have. And I got to tell you something. One of the reasons they won is your boy Peyton Hillis is back.
Yeah.
Fresh from his Madden. Madden Curse 12.
That thing.
Or 11 or whatever it is.
You know, I never believed in curses or anything like that. But it's hard to put the Madden Curse to rest when things like Peyton Hillis, who looked to have a great season last year, he looked to be, you know, the next guy. Everyone was drafting him top five in fantasy leagues, and then he comes out and with strep throat talking about his contract. So, you know, I am very, very much afraid of the Madden curse these days. So,
well, let me tell you what I'm more afraid of. I'm more afraid of those Cleveland fans and what they want to do to Mike Holmgren. I mean, Mike Holmgren has gone to Cleveland. He's their general manager. He really doesn't have much of a chance of winning there anytime soon if you look at their lineup. Colt McCoy's not the guy.
Well,
he's okay.
I like Colt. I like Colt. I don't think Colt's
the
problem.
Do you like his little brother at Texas?
No, he's terrible. He's terrible. He's terrible.
He had the best game he's ever had.
Which was still subpar.
Yeah, it was like 234 yards a pass.
And they lost.
His brother used to get that in one half.
I mean, he's the reason why he's the starting quarterback in Texas is because his last name is McCoy.
Hey, you know what Flacco's record is? I know you do because we talked about it.
I hate Joe
Flacco. He's 6-0 against the Browns.
I hate
Joe his career.
If the Ravens had a subpar quarterback, they would be my favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Roy, you were checking the weather before the show.
I was.
It's raining in Cleveland.
Yes.
Shouldn't slow Baltimore down, but it could cause some turnovers.
Well, let me tell you something. Cam Cameron is probably – he does exactly what you don't think he would do. And by saying
he'll
this –
he'll throw the ball 50 times.
He will throw the ball.
Yeah, why use Ray Rice? He's phenomenal.
Ray Rice is the best player on this offense, and – When you look at the times when they played Jacksonville,
look at the losses.
When they played Seattle, when they were losing, when they lost to bad teams, which Cleveland is a bad team, Ray Rice was getting 8, 9, 10 touches running the ball. I mean, yeah, he's getting touches with in the passing game.
You and I
game.
Have seen him in person twice. He's phenomenal.
He's great,
and he's great catching the ball out of the backfield.
Now Cleveland has a terrible rush defense. This is point blank.
It's so bad that they're number one in the league in pass defense because nobody throws against them. They suck. They're terrible.
Give Ray Rice the ball today, and the Ravens win. Point blank. End of discussion. But is Cam Cameron going to show up and say, "Oh, well, I'm Mr. Pass Happy"? Is he going to give Ray Rice his 25 touches that he deserves today?
Well, you know what? We were talking about this before again. One of the biggest problems the Ravens have is continuity. You know, they'll win a game, lose a game, win two, lose a game. They just had a huge Thanksgiving night family reunion with the Harbaughs. We were dead on that. I was. You know, I know you were too.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to pick Baltimore because there's no way that the Harbaughs were going to let Johnny go back to in Baltimore where the game was and lose there when he needed the game so bad.
San Francisco didn't need that game.
Now, look, Ray Lewis is out again. But I'm going to say this, and a lot of people may take this wrong. Ray Lewis is still a good linebacker. He's not a great linebacker anymore because he's lost some speed. But you know what? He's a great coach, and he'll be on the sidelines today coaching those boys up just like he did 10 days ago in Baltimore. You got to love Baltimore here, but I'm passing on it because I'm just what you said. What is Cameron going to do on offense? Is he going to go in there and try to be cool?
Is he going to be smart, or is he going to try to prove to everyone that he is this offensive
Well, you know,
genius?
He is a friend of North Turner's.
Well, obviously.
They're like best friends.
Well, they're sipping the same Kool-Aid, whatever it is. It's ridiculous. And the Ravens need this game. The Ravens need – if the Ravens win out, they have a possibility of the one seed in the AFC. I don't see it happening either.
We're going to pass on the game. Let's go to the next one.
Next up, we have the Atlanta Falcons -2.5 over the Houston Texans. Over under here is 39.5.
This is going to be a good game.
This is going to be a great game.
And let me tell you, this may be the best game of the day. I was on Houston all week long.
Still there.
But you know what? I keep looking at Atlanta. They got to have this game. And, you know, they play well. They cover, you know, we were going over some of their road against the spread numbers before the game.
Yeah.
They're like 6-2, you know, 4-2, 3-2 the last 3 years as a road
winning
underdog, as a road favorite.
Straight up and against the spread.
And you know what? Let me tell you something. They're a road favorite. TJ Yates gets the start. This is hard to believe. First starting quarterback in the NFL out of the University of North Carolina for a game. That's almost hard to believe, isn't it? Look at all the NC State quarterbacks. Look at all the East Carolina University quarterbacks. Not one University of North Carolina quarterback has started an NFL game until...
Has any UNC basketball player started an NFL football game?
A few hundred. Yeah. Michael Jordan probably could have gotten picked up by an NFL team. Hell, they let him play baseball just for the hell of it for a year. He wasn't much of a baseball player either. You know, the reason I like Atlanta is the only time they've hurt me, which is about the only time I've been on them. Now, I was on them last week, and they covered by a half a point. And let me say this. We don't talk enough. Matt was pointing this out to me because it's very interesting what I do, handicapping. Well, I talk about teams being okay, good, or sucking. I break everything down offensively and defensively in the matchup against the team they're playing every week. If I'm averaging 4 yards a carry and the opponent has given up 5 yards a carry, that's good for three minuses. Passing, same thing. If you're even, I don't touch it. I look at the sheet of the team and all their stats when I'm done. And if there's more minuses than pluses, that's probably an okay or okay minus team. If there's nothing but minuses, it's an okay minus minus or a suck team. If there's all pluses, you're the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Because
if there's all minuses, you're the Indianapolis Colts.
Now, let me say this. The Green Bay Packers don't have all pluses on their sheet because they give up more yards rushing
their defenses.
Than they do rushing the ball. But it doesn't matter with Green Bay.
Well, you got Aaron
Rodgers. Still a very good football team.
When you have Aaron Rodgers, that's...
And let me just tell you this. I'm not a proponent of telling anybody this, but I'm trying to get everybody out there to see where I'm coming from. USA Today Sports Weekly on Wednesday comes out with a great periodical. It's $3 on the newsstand. Go buy it. Carve it up. Look at those stats. Then when you talk, you hear me and you on Sunday, you know where we're coming from. You know, I honestly believe that Atlanta is slightly better than average. They're an okay-plus team, okay? Houston is a good team. And I'm beginning to think it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. I really don't. We'll put a picture of it on our website so you know what to get when you talk about the USA Today. And they're not going to cry about getting all this free pub, believe me. My brother-in-law's brother is one of the big sports guys over there. But let me just say this. I'm going to back off this game.
I love this game.
See, I know you do. And I got to tell you, the reason I'm backing off is for only one reason. Atlanta has to win. And Houston, Roy, with all due respect to your thoughts, they don't really need this win. They really don't. They've also got,
they don't need the win to make the playoffs. They don't need the win to make the playoffs, but they if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, which is a very overused statement,
right.
But if it were to start tomorrow, the Texans would be the one seed in the AFC.
How many times do you think they'll rush the ball today? 40?
If I'm the Texans, Arian Foster is every play. I
think you got to run them both.
Stop them.
Yeah.
Stop them.
I agree.
Vince Lombardi said it. He said, I don't care if they know what we're doing. They still have to stop us. And you still have to stop Ben Tate, and you still have to stop Arian Foster.
If you're a D coordinator, okay, and you're getting ready for this game, you're going to take away the run, right? You got to.
Yeah.
You got to try to put 8 or 9 in the box. There's going to be a lot of man coverage for this youngster.
Mm-hmm.
If he can hit these good receivers when they're open off play action, you know, Houston's going to win this game by 10 points.
Well, there's a man in Houston who, before this season, many people would put him up against Megatron.
Well, I think he's as good as Megatron.
Megatron
is hiding right now.
That was everyone's 1 and 2 debatable.
Where's Megatron been, Roy?
The last couple of games he's been sleeping a little bit.
You think it's been that glove his quarterback's worn?
Yeah. But
he's not wearing the glove this week,
and
by the
Andre
way.
Johnson is back.
Right.
He's back. He's healthy. So
he's 100%.
You can tell me that Yates is the quarterback, but when you're throwing the ball up to a beast of a receiver, that's fine if the other team has to stop your run. So I'm all over the Texans. Until they prove me otherwise, they're still the best team in the AFC.
All right, I'm going to pass on this game. Let's go to the next one.
Next up, we have the Miami Dolphins -3 over the Oakland Raiders. Over-under here is 43.
Hey, Oakland has 6 starters out for this game.
Yeah.
They're traveling cross-country. They're playing maybe the hottest team in the league right now. The Miami Dolphins. You got to say, Roy.
They look good.
144 points to 71.
Well, Reggie Bush woke
up. Since 7 weeks ago.
Reggie Bush woke up.
This team could easily be 7-4, and you agree.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We're going to take Miami. And let me tell you another reason. Everybody knows what happened with Rolando McClain, if you're an NFL fan. If you're not sure, he went to his grandfather's funeral somewhere in Alabama, got fired up that night, got into a fight at a party or somewhere, pulled a gun on a guy, pointed it at his head, and fired it next to his ear. He was out on $1,000 bail. If I had done that in Fairfax County, I'd still be in jail. And I have a pretty good reputation, okay? I'm just saying there's a good chance this guy's not going to play. Somebody may make the wise decision to sit him. The last time he didn't play, 299 yards rushing for the team that played him.
And we're talking about a good backfield here with Reggie Bush and Daniel Thomas.
Yeah, well, you know, he is our alleged convict of the week, Rolando McClain. and Matt Moore's favorite receiver,
Brandon Marshall,
who is on fire right now.
Yeah.
So is Reggie Bush. So is your boy,
Daniel Thomas.
I love this team. I love what Soprano's doing. Sperano. Even I'm calling him Tony Soprano now. I mean, how can you not like the Sopranos? I'm taking Miami minus the points for 4 stars. Now, listen, you're listening to Bruce Hall and Roy G. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're on 1230 WFAS. And I'm going to tell you right now, you got to go to my website, brucehallsports.com. We have a Facebook button. You can click on that. Let us know what you're thinking. Send me some information on yourself, where you're from. If you got questions, love to hear from you. We also would like to take questions all week long, so because we're going to have a period when we go to a two-hour format, which will be very soon, where we answer questions from our fans. And that's going to be, you know, if you don't send me a question, we can't answer it. All righty? I'm going to take Miami, and I'm taking them for 4 stars. Let's go to the next one.
Next up, we have the New Orleans Saints -9 over the Detroit Lions. The over-under here is 53.5.
Another great game.
Yeah.
What a great game this is. Detroit, New Orleans. Detroit has no running game.
Zero.
They're going to throw 50 passes. If they have the ball 50 plays. New Orleans destroyed the Giants this past week.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Absolutely destroyed them. Detroit's defense is better than the Giants, but not much better. And I'm going to tell you what, they don't have your boy Sue.
They don't.
Who, you know, got 2 games for stomping somebody's arm.
Yeah.
You know, he's got what they call Albert Hainsworth disease, which is,
which is a terrible thing.
I need medication quickly.
He seems like a really nice guy, great guy,
unless he gets mad. He has anger issues.
Don't make him
angry.
Angry
issues. Anger issues equal anxiety, equal depression, equal medication.
Just watch The Incredible Hulk.
Now, I got to tell you, if I'm a defensive lineman in the NFL, I like having anger issues because it makes you pretty tough.
Exactly. I mean, that's why he's one of the best.
But there's a fine line between tackling a guy, blocking a guy, and pushing him, and tackling a guy and stomping on him.
You know, there's a fine line there.
Hey, let me tell you something. The best defensive back for Detroit's out, Delmas. Lewis Delmas is a phenomenal safety. He's out. So is their corner, Houston. Drew Brees is going to carve them up like a sculptor today. It's going to be a great game, but only if you like offense. I see this game being 42-28.
It's going to be a great game if you like points.
If you like points. New Orleans is a 9-point favorite. I don't really have to talk that much about this. This game, to me, is a 13-14-point game. Because look what they did to the poor Giants, who you and I know are road warriors.
Yeah, and
they're road warriors.
I'm pretty sure we sat here last week and we both took the Giants.
We did. And that was fun. Yeah. Hey, my teasers were still involved late because we did score real quick, but then they scored again.
Yeah.
You know, Drew Brees has thrown for more than 20 completions, Roy, 38 straight games. That's sick.
And he may,
that's just sick.
And he may break Dan Marino's passing record, which everyone said would never be touched.
And he has Sean Payton to thank for it.
Yeah.
He does. Look, if there's a coach and a player that get along better than these two guys, I don't even know who they are. They're even starting to look alike, kind of like a couple. You know what I mean?
It's kind of cute.
They are. They're cute. They're cute guys. Hey, if I was in prison, I would want to have either of them as my roommate.
That's a whole other level.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Listen.
I kid.
I'm going to take, I have written here on my sheet, Detroit has no chance in this game. Matt Stafford.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Idea what you're talking about.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
You know, yeah! There is a chance that they can win, but not on my watch. Not on my watch. I'm taking New Orleans, and I'm going to go to the next game because that's a 5-star on the over and a 5-star on the game.
Next up, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's another good game.
-6.5 over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Is it raining there right now?
Over/under is 42.5. They say
30% chance of showers. You're going to a ball game later.
I am.
I might not. I'm giving you tickets.
I debated wearing my my Jets hat.
I almost took the Redskins today because I almost took them last week, and I was right. Hey, anytime a beat reporter for a team tells you that he thinks your guys are going to win,
my team
take
sucks.
Take them, because that's what happened to me last week. You know, a friend of mine out in Seattle said, hey, I don't know how you can pick against the Redskins.
Hey, we suck out here.
And he was right.
But these are two teams that don't suck in the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals.
They'd be in the playoffs right now, right?
They would. Both of them.
All three teams, the top teams in that division.
Yeah, this division is very good, and both of these teams need a win.
This is the black and blue division.
This is it. And the Browns, the Browns are bad. But they're not that bad. They're not as bad as...
Oh, God, they suck!
Well, I mean, if you look at the bottom of... I'm talking about as a division. If you look at the Browns...
Yeah, you're right.
If you look at the Browns as the worst team in this division, and then you go look at some of the other suck teams around the league, bottoms of the division...
They are so lucky to have won 4 games, though. Yeah, well, they won 2 games by a point.
Indianapolis is lucky to show up on the field every week. I mean, that's a bad football team.
What happened to the Indianapolis Colts?
Peyton Manning happened to the
Indianapolis
Colts.
You know, they're going to cost that nice man his job.
Peyton Manning is going to come back this season, and he's going to throw for 6,000 yards and win MVP.
How quiet?
In 2 games.
Let me ask you a question. How quiet will it get on that field if Peyton Manning comes back, plays, and they carry him off on a stretcher? Mm. How quiet would it get? Pretty quiet.
Yeah.
He's not coming back.
No, he's not.
Hey, they got a couple of more Hey, they may get Brett Favre. Who knows? Hey, you know what I like about this game? I like the fact that Cincinnati has a chance. They absolutely have a chance.
They do.
You're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Yeah!
There's a chance that you can beat Pittsburgh because Troy Polamalu might not play.
Yeah, he got a concussion.
Hey, game time decisions when you're an all-pro Hall of Fame defensive back usually mean you're sitting. Ray Lewis he was 2 games a game time decision.
Yeah, and he's a game time decision again this week.
But he's out.
He's out.
Look,
Troy Polamalu, he got a concussion last week, and he has a very, very bad history with concussions.
Didn't you tell me Maurice Pouncey was out?
Yeah, Maurice Pouncey, the center.
Now, he's not out, but he hasn't practiced all week.
Right. And
he's got the flu. He's lost 25 pounds.
And if we remember the last time he was out was the Super Bowl. When they went from a good favorite to the Aaron Rodgers show.
Well,
so,
you know what? That was a very they had that game won.
It was a good. It was
they
a good
had
game.
That game
it was,
won.
It was a good Super Bowl, but my point here is that Pouncey is a big deal with the Steelers.
How's your boy Cedric Benson?
He's playing.
Right?
I think he's going to go today.
He's questionable.
He is questionable, but
he got an ankle.
I think he's good.
I think it's both. You know what? You know he's just banged up.
He is.
He's just. You know what? When you carry the ball and you run that violently,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you're going to get hit. You know, we found out why Chris Johnson looked so bad for so long. He just didn't want to be out for the season.
Yeah.
You know, Tennessee has a chance to make the playoffs.
They do.
I am passing on this game. There's just too many things I don't like, and 7 points is a great, great line.
Next up, we have the Tampa Bay Bucks -2 over the Carolina Panthers. The over-under here is 47.
These teams are not having a good year.
Well,
but we have 2 fairly young coaches. You got a Hall of Fame, right, Ron Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Hall of Fame lineman coaching one team. You got a good – you got a guy that's younger than one of his defensive backs coaching the other team. Josh Freeman's hurt.
He's banged up.
Dude, his shoulder. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Did you see any of the film of that game?
Yeah.
He's, what is he, 6'6", 245?
He's a big man.
He went down hard. And he got hurt throwing the ball, too. I really don't know what's going to happen here. I don't have a feel for this game. Cam Newton seems to be wearing down. The Steve Smith Cam Newton show isn't really there right now. Is
it? Yeah. I mean, it's, well, yes, but no. No, he's not throwing for 400 yards and making the top 10 on ESPN every week. But he's still, I mean, he threw for 208 yards last week. I mean, yes, it was against a low Indianapolis Colts team. But he's, and then the week before that against Detroit, he threw for 280 and a touchdown.
And the Colts had the ball first and goal on the 2-yard line
yeah.
and threw a pick in the end zone.
Well,
and you know what? We had the over, people. And guess what we lost that by? A half a point.
Thank you
very much, Indianapolis. Thank you very much.
But I like the Panthers here. I mean, I like Cam Newton, and the only reason why I would be on the Bucks is if Freeman was healthy. And I'm not ready to say that guy is 100% healthy, but he is a leader. He is a winner, but he's banged up.
I don't see the Bucks being able to keep all of the receivers for the Carolina Panthers from catching the football in this game.
They're not going to run the
ball. Running the ball really well.
Well,
they got a two-headed attack there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're doing fine.
And Newton.
And don't forget about Newton.
Yeah.
There's nobody to cover him.
He's got 10 rushing touchdowns.
Well, they're not
season.
Spying him either.
No. You know, I don't know why.
Well, I mean, because they got to cover Steve Smith, double cover him.
Yeah.
You know, I think that people think they can outscore Tampa. I'm going to pass on this game. It's just such a terrible game. The thing I do like about this game, though, is there is a little bit of a controversy in the league. Who's going to be rookie of the year? I think it's Andy Dalton.
I think it's Andy Dalton.
I think because he's got more touchdowns than he does interceptions.
Cam Newton was the early favorite, and he put up a lot of good numbers early. But as of late, they haven't really done much. And then what if Andy Dalton goes to the playoffs? If Andy Dalton takes the Cincinnati Bengals to the playoffs, putting up the numbers he has, and Cam Newton, you know, has good numbers, but the Panthers are terrible. I mean, you got to give it to Andy Dalton.
I agree. Right now, if I had to vote, and I had a vote, which I don't, I'd vote for Andy Dalton. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we got the Washington Redskins +3 over the New York Jets, 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 Jets.
Flip a coin. Just flip a coin because that's about how accurate I would be. I think that the Redskins getting 3 points, I don't even like this line. The Jets are an okay team.
I can guarantee
you. Guess what? So are the Redskins.
I can guarantee you one thing here, that a man named Rex will win today. That is a guarantee.
You know what?
And I don't mean Grossman or Ryan, but one of them, somebody named Rex, will come away victorious today.
The biggest thing that's
all I got.
The thing about this game is I think that they're finding out in New York, honestly, that Mark Sanchez may not be the guy.
Well, they have a great receiving corps. I like the Jets. I like the
Gangrene.
Yeah,
but this guy is not very good.
He's
an average quarterback.
He is average.
Hey, well,
Let me just say this.
Grossman is a rookie or second-year kid. Who do you take, Grossman or Sanchez? They're the same guy.
Yeah.
They both make mistakes. Sanchez is more athletic, but Rex can throw it. He can throw, and you know what? Sanchez doesn't throw the ball down the field that well.
Rex Grossman is a waddler. Rex Grossman has a 70.
He looks like that. He looks like Joe Gibbs' former driver.
He is
Andy Stewart.
Rex Grossman has a 73 quarterback rating, and Mark Sanchez has an 80
Tony
quarterback rating.
Tony Stewart. I said Andy Stewart.
I mean, Sanchez isn't bad.
He's not terrible. Here's the problem, Roy. Here's the problem. Okay. LT.
Yeah.
Is not the LT of last year.
No, that you're exactly
LT's
right.
LT's probably done.
Sanchez, up until this point, it was hand the ball off the running backs and manage the clock.
That's all he had to do. And plus, they had a lot better defense.
Yeah.
Look at all the guys they've lost.
And now they try to build a bunch of receivers. They brought in Plex.
Yeah.
They have Holmes.
And he's getting better.
They have a great tight end in Keller. And they were like, okay, Sanchez, go ahead. And he was kind of like,
Hey, two best receivers on both teams are both tight ends.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Fred Davis, good receiver. Smart guy? Not very. Santana Moss is back.
Yeah, he is.
He helped them out last week.
And Roy Helu is
he's pretty amazing.
He's running. He's
Isn't it
good.
Amazing how the media in Washington made that decision for Shanahan? They wanted Helu. They didn't want to see the other guy.
The media and the fans run Washington right now.
Well, they need to.
Do you remember when everyone...
They're not being coached.
Washington Redskins were 3-1, and everyone was calling for Rex Grossman's head, and they got it. And then Beck came in and looked like a Girl
Scout.
Oh,
he was bad.
He was terrible.
He was
but
terrible.
But everybody wanted him. And when they pulled Rex, everybody cheered. And then a couple weeks later, everyone was coming back with their tail between their legs, asking for Rex Grossman again. And now they got him. And now we're sitting here watching the Rex Grossman suck show.
You know what? Let's do this. For all you Jet fans out there, go ahead and play him at your peril. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the New England Patriots. I don't even know how to say this. Minus 21 over the Indianapolis football team. 48.5 is the over-under.
All right. You know what kind of coonies I got? I don't even know what that means. I'm taking New England as my play of the year here today.
This is ridiculous.
Minus 20. You took Indy, and I talked you out of it finally.
I took
you
Indy
forgot
because...
that you forgot that the Saints beat them 62-7.
We're not talking about like a...
Dude, this is a college football game. This is LSU playing Cornell.
I just don't see... You don't see lines like this.
This is NYU's club football team playing... LSU
this
today.
This is a really bad line. I just 21
this
points.
This is the varsity from the best program in New York playing the JV from a private school with 50 girls. That's what this is. Not only going to cover this spread, they're gonna nuke it. This is gonna be. I'm gonna. Here you go. Ready? 48-10. Is that good enough?
I mean,
thank you.
It covers the 21
Thank
points.
You. We don't need to talk about this game. This is a joke. If Indy gets, if they stay within two touchdowns for the first half, I will buy you dinner at the Palm, Roy.
Okay.
And I'll give you tickets to today's game. Oh, wait. I already gave you tickets to today's game.
The Colts are very bad. Very, 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 very bad.
Hey, they'll get in the red zone and throw a pick in the end zone.
21 points.
Dude, hey, it's the most. Let me tell you what happened in Vegas last week, just so everybody knows. Because I'm a handicapper, and I notice these things. When I do my lines on Sunday night, I set up my own lines for every game the following week. We talk.
Yeah.
And I get my lines. Do you know that this past week there was only one game that was a double digit discrepancy from what Vegas set the lines at? That's the first time I remember that. That means Vegas had the lines all almost perfect last week. And with that, you figure out what I just said. We're going to the next game.
Next up, we got the Minnesota Vikings +1 over the Denver Tim Tebows.
Hey, did I mention that the New England Patriots were my NFL player of the year today?
Yeah.
Minus 21. That would be Bruce Hall Sports, minus 21, New England Patriots. Go to my website, brucehallsports.com. Click on my Facebook button. Be nice. Send me a message. Ask me questions. If you want to talk to Roy... Roy's still single, girls. You can talk to Roy.
Hey.
If you're a female handicapper, we love female handicappers because not only are they good, you know, they share interests with us.
And they don't make me watch anything but football on
That's
Sundays.
That's exactly right. Well, Minnesota, Denver, what do we have? We have two words.
Tim Tebow.
Roy.
That's my boy.
Who do you like in this game?
Tim Tebow.
You know who I like? I like Tim Tebow.
I like Tim Tebow.
You know what? Let me tell you.
We sat here,
Minnesota,
week three, and we said, they put in Tim Tebow,
we're taking them every week.
They will win.
They are.
And they listened. They are listening.
And everybody thought we were kidding.
Everyone took it as a joke when we sat here and talked about Tim Tebow when he was the backup quarterback.
Guys, we'll
Broncos.
Tell you when it's a joke. All you have to do is go to my website. By the way, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall.
I'm Roy G.
And we are having fun this morning.
That's right.
Minnesota hasn't only won two games this late in the season since before my father died, 1962.
Oh my gosh.
They suck.
They're bad.
And Adrian Peterson is where?
Hurt.
He's in a walking boot, right?
Mm-hmm. And McNabb it doesn't it's have gone. A home.
McNabb has five houses.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the Vikings are a wreck. They have zero stability whatsoever. You have no idea what's going on in Minnesota. And then you look at the other side of the ball, and you see Tim Tebow, Mr. Stability.
Tim Tebow.
Mr. Leader. Mr. I don't go on spring break in college.
I'm a loser here.
I love Tim Tebow.
Mr. I don't go to spring break on college. I preach the word in third world countries.
Well, you know what? How can you – look – I was listening to an interview today. Guy that's doing the Jets-Redskin game. Ian something or other. He calls himself Ian, so he'll be different, right? Nice guy. Very articulate guy. Anyway, I'm listening to this guy talk. He said last week that Tim Tebow is the first NFL football player that has ever called him Mr. whatever his last name is.
he said he couldn't even talk
for 5 minutes after that. He was just... so impressed.
So
with
in
kid.
Awe of Tim Tebow.
Let me tell you, we're taking Denver. I love their defense. Oh. I love, you know, it's not going to be a high scoring game.
It doesn't matter.
And you know what? Tim Tebow will have a lot of fans in Minnesota. Do you know why? Very, 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 very Caucasian area. I mean, there's just a lot of guys that like big blue-eyed white guys that are good athletes. It's Minnesota. You know, there's snow on the ground in June up
there. It's Minnesota.
It's Minnesota, eh?
It's Minnesota.
Minnesota. You know, it might as well be Canada. I'm taking Denver for 4 stars. You know, don't ask me why. Why are we taking him?
Tim Tebow.
Roy,
Tim Tebow.
This game could be a good game.
It might as well be Canada. The Dallas Cowboys, -4.5 over the Arizona Cardinals.
Might as well be Canada.
Over the Arizona Cardinals. 47 is the over-under here.
You know what? Dallas is a good team. They're an okay plus team. Arizona is just okay, and they may even be okay minus. Yes, they are okay minus. Tony Romo is 19-2 in November.
He's a beast.
Know what his record is in December? 7-10.
Really?
What's today's date, Roy?
Today is December 4th. Yeah, my car payment's due tomorrow.
I got off Dallas as soon as I read that. You know why? Santa Claus, he's not a good boy. He's going to get coal in his stocking. Tony is not a good boy. December is not his month.
His ears get cold.
Here's the problem.
He's got big ears.
Here's the problem. Arizona's defense is playing pretty good right now. But their offense, and guess who's starting? Kevin Cobb.
Is he? Kevin Cole.
Kevin Corn on the Cobb.
Kevin Cole.
Let me tell you something. They're the best blocker on the Dallas team is their fullback, Miles Fiametta. When he plays, they average 144 yards a game. You know what they average when he doesn't play?
No.
74 yards a game.
That's quite the difference.
What does that tell you?
That tells me...
Tony Romo show.
Exactly.
He's going to be hitting, you know, and I'll be honest with you. You know, you got to put 7 in the box minimum because of DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
The more I talk, the more I like Dallas. But
I'm on Dallas. I don't like to say that, but
you know why I'm not on Dallas? Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
Great corner.
He's a game changer.
Great return guy. He may be. He's Devin Hester, probably.
Ooh.
Right now.
How about Beanie Wells?
You know what? He got hurt halfway during that game. Sat out almost a whole quarter. Came back in and had 238 yards.
Yeah, 228 yards and a touchdown.
I mean, how good is Beanie Wells?
That's a decent day of work.
He was running over people, too. He wasn't even running around them. And he has a bad knee. And he's doing that kind of work. I'm passing on this game. It's too close for me. I just don't see it. I just can't see it happening. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we got the Green Bay Packers. -6 at the New York Giants. 53.5 here's the over-under.
Not touching the line. Why? They should destroy the Giants. Two linebackers are out for Green Bay. A.J. Hawk and Bishop both are out. They got two first-time starters at linebacker. That's going to create some problems for Green Bay. Not that their defense is great anyway. They're good. It's a good defense, but they give the ball back to the other team so much. This is my play of the week in the totals. I'm going over the 53.5 points here for five stars. I love that part of the game. Look, the Giants lost 49-24 a few days ago, Roy. Yeah,
to Breeze.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
and that's not
OCM good, and yours out.
That is – the Giants have – I mean, this is going to be a rough 2 weeks for them, man. I mean, they're just going to get exposed by two very, very, very good
quarterbacks. They gave up 554 yards total.
Yeah.
Saints, no, don't get
and
me wrong.
And the Giants are a good football team.
They are a good – well, they don't rate good anymore, Roy.
Well.
Guess what? They rate okay. Well. You know, their defense is starting to get banged up. And then, you know, their defense hasn't been great all year.
Bradshaw's
They've always
up.
Had a good pass rush.
Manningham's banged
their
up.
Their pass rush isn't getting there now.
Yeah.
Because everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I can't – I got to leave this game alone except for the total. I think Eli will keep him close. Can the Giants win? You know, Roy,
so
what do
you're telling me there's a chance.
The Giants?
Yeah! There's a chance they might win.
The Packers
– By the way, this is Bruce Hall's second opinion. Go to our Facebook page on my website, BruceHallSports.com, and get caught up. Roy, continue, please.
The Packers, it's very hard.
Roy, I just noticed you're growing a beard.
It's great, isn't it?
Jesus Christ. It was put a little milk on that. Let the cat lick it off.
It was No Shave November, and now it's Decembeard.
Now it's so, Find My Beard December.
So, yes, I'm growing a beard.
All right. Keep going.
It itches.
So you're going to take the Giants and all those?
No.
It's not enough points.
I got the Packers.
How can you take the Giants plus +6?
Yeah.
You have to take the Packers.
Yeah. I take Giants.
And guess what?
I take the Giants plus +21.
I'm taking the Pack for a little bit. 3 stars. And I'm taking the over for 5 stars. Let's go to the next game.
San Francisco 49ers minus 13.5 over the St. Louis Rams.
How bad are the Rams?
They're pretty bad. Over under here is 38.
Well, the Rams defense seems to be non-existent. The only thing that's happening good for them is their quarterback is healthy, Sam Bradford.
And so is running back.
But nobody can keep him off his back.
Mm.
Steven Jackson's doing okay, but we call this team a suck team in my business. They're not very good. Jacksonville just got bought. They're in the process of selling the team to a big auto parts wholesaler and retailer from Pakistan. He's a billionaire from Pakistan that was in women's accessories and shoes for years. What's happening to this country? This is football, not soccer. Roy, who do you like in this game? Like, I care.
I like the Rams.
You know what? I like.
Did I say that confident enough?
I like San Francisco minus the 13.5 for 4 stars. I'm taking them. Let's get ready to shut down Monday night, people. You got to go to my website and you got to go to my Facebook page and click on it and send me a message, and I will tell you who I'm playing tomorrow night in that game. There will be a play in Monday night's game. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G.
Yo, yo.
Say goodbye, Roy.
Take care,
to
guys.
To all of our fans and friends.
We love you.
We love you, guys. Hey, New Yorkers, have a good day.